Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, Curtis is sympathetic to Gerard Mayo. Not Mayo's fault. I would like to not break Drake. Play it slow. Get him in at some point. End of the year. Couple starts. The Drake Mayholmes plan is on. It's time to suck. It's time to embrace the suck. Those are some of our thoughts early. Talked a little Swayman. Talked a little Celtics opener. Baseball today. But
quick piece of advice from my good friend Gerard Mayo, who I genuinely love. Don't tell people you're being transparent. Do it or don't.
Yeah.
But when you say that.
He's not giving you the plan.
Well, but it just, it comes across as hollow when you tell, like if somebody tells you they're telling you the truth, and what does that say about everything else they say?
They tried a little too hard to be the anti-Belichick. We talked about this at the start and just point out to you that they're doing things that Bill wouldn't do to play to the fans' heartstrings. Not a bad strategy, I guess, in a way, but they just shouldn't have been so overt about it.
Right.
People would have noticed that.
And the Patriots, I think, have something god-awful in their last 12 home games. I mean, I think they won one home game all of last year. If they lose this one, I don't know when they're getting another.
But if they put Drake in tomorrow and he gets embarrassed, it just takes the air out of the balloon. I mean, it becomes the Caleb Williams situation in Chicago, where you're like, maybe this guy sucks. Maybe we did the wrong thing.
Who threw the most interceptions in NFL history in a single season?
Was it Peyton?
Yep.
Yeah, but Peyton was a no-doubter. Like, you knew.
We all thought, you know, Andrew Luck was a no doubter. We thought Trevor Lawrence was a no doubter.
Well, didn't he have 4 years at Tennessee? How long did he play at Tennessee?
Well, I mean, long enough to get really awkward with the trainer.
This guy's still a bun in the oven. Let him cook. 2-4-0 text.
So you think he could be ruined?
Yes. I don't know why this narrative is out there that you can't ruin good quarterbacks.
Who's been ruined?
Anybody can be ruined.
Who?
I mean, you should know as well as anybody. There is a mental snapping point for anybody.
Okay.
Physically,
so tell me
is
who's
different.
Tell
a
me
bit.
A great player who was ruined.
Mac Jones.
Not a great
good
player.
Good first year, and Bill ruined him.
Not a great player by any stretch of the imagination.
He might be.
Mac Jones, great?
Great. I mean, maybe that's a little extreme, but he's a first-round pick. Well, he was Alabama quarterback.
It's extreme for
national
a reason.
Champion.
I'm
he
asking
a great college quarterback.
A great quarterback in the NFL that was
great
ruined.
College.
He was not a great college. He won one. He played 1 year on a great team.
He did the gritty. Smoked cigars. Smoked Mandarin.
Like Sam Darnold, if he's great or not, I don't know, but he wasn't ruined.
Go.
He's playing great right now. He was on a bad team.
He was resurrected. He kind of was ruined.
Right, but you can't be ruined if you're back. Ruined means beyond repair.
But don't you agree, no matter who you are, you could be put into a situation where things are so bad, it derails you for a long time.
Life is all about two things, low expectations and the right environment to enter, your entry point.
Yes.
And the entry point right now is viewed as everything's better than Jacoby Brissett. It was
of course it would be
Matt
better.
Matt benefited from this in 2021.
Look at Chris Schein, our fellow producer. Great host now. Do you think he would have been that good if I threw him in week one? He was producing overnights here. He was falling asleep. I used to come in the morning and he was like asleep on the table in there and I'd have to wake him up. Now look at him. We've groomed him. We've cleaned him up. He's gotten some weight loss help.
Okay.
He's a svelte guy.
We took Chris Schein as the third pick.
He was the third pick in the producer draft, yeah.
What are we picking?
2-4-0 texter. Look at the 2014 draft. Marginal failure for those Bill first-round picks. Bill left the roster in bad shape. Sad thing is we knew it at the time, but we're blindsided by his previous success. They need a Vrabel-John Robinson combo replacement for this dysfunction. See, Bill ruined the roster. Can you ruin a roster?
Yes, you sure can. You're looking at it. I mean, I really think that...
By the way, a texter points out that Devin McCourty is stumping for Mac to go to the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's been talking. I mean, that was the second Tua went down. That was
but
the obvious.
But McCourty knows Mac top to bottom. Why would he actually want that?
Why would I want to know anybody top to bottom?
Let's go to Dave in Foxborough again, see if he's back on. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I'm back. Hi, sorry about that, guys. Hey, Ken, let me understand this plan of yours. You want to lose the rest of the season, maybe play Drake May, and then next year, boy, let's go get him. We're going to have high draft picks, lots of money to spend.
Yes.
Didn't we have this last year? Didn't we just go through this?
Well,
if Dylan had a draft like Wolf has had, what would we be saying about this draft?
Well, this draft is the book's out on it. I mean, you can't judge Caden Wallace yet.
They're the number three pick in each. Is there any one of those guys that they drafted and like is really just said, man, that's a great player?
Okay, but if they had the number two pick in the draft, it would have been better, right? You would have had a better quarterback. He'd be in there by now. Jaden Daniels looks good.
What about the lower picks? I mean, a lot of people make a lot of money choosing guys in the second and third round, where we had the third best pick in those rounds too.
Dave,
so why do you
great
think
point.
Going to get better?
One second, Dave. So, Ken.
Yes.
If Jaden Daniels fell to three,
yep.
You wouldn't want to play him, right?
No, you would.
Why?
He's more advanced. You can tell he's ahead of the game.
Well, he could be ruined. Couldn't anybody be ruined?
Yeah, but.
This team's not ready to win right now. Why would you waste
I wouldn't
it?
Have played him week one, but I would have played him sooner than Drake.
Why?
Because Drake's ready. Drake's not ready. Jaden Daniels ready. Obviously ready.
Why is he obviously ready?
You could just look at him play. Look at his experience in college and how it's translating to the pros.
I mean,
you heard the Bedard report. May is not ready.
I find it laughable that this team isn't ready to win. You don't believe the coordinator is going to be back, but you'd play Jaden Daniels in a lost season, but you wouldn't want to suck with him around because the team doesn't need as much help.
He wouldn't break. I don't think he would break under these.
You just told me I should know as well as anybody that anybody's breakable.
Well, anybody is, but you have to have the skill set to be put into it. So he's advanced beyond where Drake is. Drake's not ready. Drake's behind Jaden Daniels in his football development.
How can you tell he's breakable?
How can you tell who's Drake breakable?
You're saying Drake May, you don't play him because you think you could break him. What makes you think he's breakable?
I heard Bedard say he's not ready. I heard Rap Sheet say he's not ready. There's a lot of people around this team saying...
Oh, Bedard said it? Let me write this down.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of reporters who say he's weeks away. They're worried about his mental ability to pick up the offense.
Could you tell me the time last year when all of a sudden Jaden Daniels became the next great thing?
Was he
on the radar all year at all, really?
Yes, of course he was.
What?
Jaden Daniels?
It took until like week six or week seven for people to take him seriously.
Yeah, okay, he was not a preseason Heisman pick.
Well, okay. Well, he was pretty good. He had a pretty good year. He had an amazing year, actually.
Why was he on Heisman so many different winner. Schools?
Last year he was on the radar. He won the Heisman Trophy.
I know that. And I said you didn't hear what I said. I said he wasn't on the Heisman preseason.
Well, he was 10-4 the year before. He was pretty good that year. So he really had a 2-year run. After 3 years at Arizona State, he had 5 years in college. So Drake May schlepping it up in your ACC, playing 2 years with an incompletion in percentage rate that Merrill Hodge thinks never will translate to the pros. Much different situation.
But Jaden Daniels, he played how many years in college?
5.
That's a lot of wear and tear. Do you want to waste a year of wear and tear when they're not going to win?
Waste a year of wear and tear.
Right.
Yes.
Want me to say it in Spanish?
For him, because, and by the way, they have better weapons in Washington than you have here by far.
I don't know. Washington's pretty strict with their gun laws.
At least Austin Eckler's not fumbling on a week-in, week-out basis.
I mean,
Brian Robinson, whoever it was.
I want to check this right now. 2023 preseason Heisman poll.
Yeah, see if Drake May was on that list.
He was. I'm sure he was.
You think he was?
I'll bet you anything.
Okay.
Let's see.
It was
favorites,
dominated by Caleb.
Caleb
sure.
Williams, yeah. Obviously.
Do you think he started too soon?
Drake May had better Heisman odds than Jaden Daniels.
Okay, what were the
plus
odds?
900 versus plus 1,100.
It was same.
Bang. Right again.
But who had a better year?
I would say probably Quinn Ewers.
Okay. And by the way, it's Arch Manning that's still in there, right? Is Quinn Ewers back?
I thought like I was done with the Mannings 6 years ago.
Not done.
God, are they annoying.
No, Ewers is coming back this week.
617-779-7937. Here's what's trending as we get you ready for BC football at 1130.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots roster is taking shape as they welcome the Dolphins to Gillette Stadium for a Week 5 matchup. Head coach Gerard Mayo said on Patriots All Access that Ramondre Stevenson will not be the starting running back. He'll play second on the depth chart behind Antonio Gibson. Coach Mayo did say that Stevenson will be getting some playing time. The injury report is also out, and it is a laundry list of names that are questionable. Kyle Duggar, Kendrick Bourne, Anthony Jennings, Jonathan Jones, Marcus Jones, Michael Jordan, Nick Levert, Vidarian Lowe, Marte Mapu, KJ Osborne, Jabril Peppers, and Laydon Robinson, all with the questionable diagnosis. The team also officially placed David Andrews on season-ending injured reserve. Fellow O-lineman Caden Wallace is also on IR, but he is designated to return. He'll be out a minimum of 6 weeks. Only one notable name for Miami, safety Jordan Poyer, out with a shin injury. Pats and Finns kick it off from Gillette at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Staying in football, Thomas Castellanos returns to the lineup for Boston College as they travel to face Virginia for a kickoff at noon. You can listen to John Mita-Perrell and Peter Cronin on the call right here on 93.7 WEI-FM or on the free Odyssey app with coverage beginning in about 15 minutes from now at 11:30. The MLB divisional round begins today. Tigers and Guardians kick off the slate at 1:08, followed by the Mets versus the Phillies, Royals versus the Yankees, and then capped off in the night by the Padres and the Dodgers. Celtics won their preseason opener yesterday afternoon in Abu Dhabi against the Nuggets, 107-103. Boston and Denver will play in Abu Dhabi one more time. That'll be tomorrow morning. The Bruins have their preseason finale in Washington against the Capitals. Puck drop is at 5 o'clock. And the Revolution play their last MLS home match of the season against DC United tonight at 7:30. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Curtis, how many starts, how many games played did Jaden Daniels have in college?
50.
55. How many did Drake May have?
30.
32.
Look at that.
Oh, 30, right. I think you're 30. 30, right. Wait a minute. I lost it. Well, close to there, though.
No true words have ever been said.
How many?
What'd you just say?
How many games played did Patrick Mahomes have in college?
Texas Tech. Who is his coach?
Who was his coach?
Oh, come on.
The wild man. What's his name?
The wild man. Mike Leach?
Leach.
No.
Who was it?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, right. How many games?
38.
32. Bingo. Drake May Holmes. Same number of college games played. They're both sitting a year. Going to be perfect.
Do you understand English as a second language? Like, how many times do I have to say the same thing over and over again?
Go ahead. What?
Patrick Mahomes sat behind a team that went to the playoffs.
They were so average.
Drake May would not be top of mind if the Patriots were 4-0 or 3-1. Does that not make sense? He's learning from a guy that sucks.
Doesn't matter. You just keep him away from this. Don't break Drake.
Well, then don't cite anybody else. Just say don't play him. Your logic is deeply flawed.
I'm saying it worked for Mahomes. It can work for you. Just let him get his S together.
As is your business acumen.
Texter. Signing you to another contract.
It's not. I'm going to be cleaning the floors.
I fear that putting Drake May in, says a texter, would hurt him. Just ride it out with this dysfunctional crew, draft some top-notch offensive linemen, and retool. Agreed? Totally agree.
I love linemen.
Texters are more reasonable than the callers, except for Danny, who will get in before the bell here today. Good morning, Danny and Quincy.
Well, I wasn't even going to call because I'm in the middle of my palm tree taking for the season, man. I got to lug these 100-pound trees in the house, man.
Oh, boy.
But I had to call when you were talking about Jaden Daniels. Ken, nobody brought up his name at all as being a possible pick for the Patriots last year, except for me when I called in several times and mentioned his name, and you completely dismissed it.
I did?
And
I don't like how you do that.
Absolutely did.
I did not.
Absolutely did.
I like Jaden Daniels. I support. I wanted him over May. I was a May skeptic.
I thought it was rude when you did it.
I don't think that's accurate, Danny.
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because he played in the SEC, and he's got the legs to withstand a suspect offensive line. That's
right.
Why Daniels could possibly be playing now, because he can run. He can do it all. He can run, throw. He does it all. And the other guy that never gets – so in that sense, that's why I think it would be different if Daniels was drafted. And anyway, the other guy that nobody's talking about and was the departure of Matthew Judon. He is sorely missed on the defense. His leadership and a one-on-one pass rusher in the NFL is no different. It's the defensive version of a premier quarterback. You keep those guys. And what's striking is the media, who normally take the player's side, 100% they'll take the player's side in a contract negotiation, didn't say a word about his departure. Mainly because I think it was Mayo on the other side of it instead of Belichick. Okay?
Who left because of Mayo?
Judon left.
Yeah, Judon, that's a great move they made. Honestly, I don't miss Judon at all. I think getting the third-round pick for him was great.
Oh, I disagree. You got to have a premier pass rusher. They have no pass rusher.
You talk about people disappearing, Danny, all the time. Nobody's got a better disappearing act than Matthew Judon.
Well, he got hurt a lot.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Look at his second half stats. He's the Alex Cora of defensive ends.
Oh, I disagree. I mean, he was a pass rushing force and made
I know
in
his
NFL.
Role.
I can't
look
believe
at his,
it.
I mean, Danny, look at his numbers. It was. I mean, this team's going nowhere. If you could get a third round pick for the guy, you do it every single time. Keon Wright is better than he is right now for a fraction of the money.
The defense is still the mainstay of this team. Is still the main, despite what happened last week against the Jets. Yeah, they came off 3 days rest. That's why they were missing tackles. And giving up 24 points, if that's your worst, I know they gave up 30 to a better San Francisco team last week.
You know what last week was, Danny? Still... You've had a lot of runway here. Hold on a second. The last week, from my perspective, was the Patriots finally get it to within 10, I believe, correct? They had the 10-point sandwich. They got the field goal before half, and they got a touchdown in the second half. So it was a 10-point game. Is that right, Ken? Am I losing my mind? Or 7 to 10-point game. And immediately, boom, 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 touchdown. That when the defense actually could have done something to change the momentum of that game, the Patriots had it briefly, and they immediately handed it right back to the Niners.
They're suspect on giving up the big play, which it's never happened before. The other thing is, on that game last week, I would have kicked the field goal earlier in the first quarter, 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. You kick the field goal and get your 6 points. They panicked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was a panic. I love you, Danny. Good luck with the palm trees.
Here's a quarterback who might have been ruined. Urban Meyer and who?
Oh, no. He didn't ruin him. They won a playoff game. Great comeback.
Got fired at 2-11.
Right. Then they went to the playoffs.
Darryl Bevell came in.
They went to the playoffs, and they came back.
But the next year?
And they beat Justin Herbert down 20-some-odd points and came back to win.
How's Trevor look this year?
Not good, but he wasn't ruined. I mean, so let...
Might have been ruined.
Work with me here.
Caleb Williams might be getting ruined right now.
Danny brings up the SEC.
Yep.
Right. I don't think the best college football quarterbacks make the best NFL quarterbacks, especially from a power conference like the SEC. Mahomes, the best quarterback in football, we totally agree.
But you like what you're seeing from Jaden so far, right?
Yeah, he's fine. I'm not going to make some bold proclamation that he's great yet, but I would say Patrick Mahomes, where do you go to school?
Texas Tech.
Josh Allen, where do you go to school?
Josh Allen, Wyoming.
Go Pokes.
Where did Jalen Hurts,
Bama.
You got Aaron Rodgers, Cal. Tom Brady, Michigan. Justin Herbert Oregon.
Gotta hurt you.
No, I'm saying like SEC.
Oh, SEC.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence went to Clemson. You got Dak Prescott, Mississippi State, wasn't a great player there. I feel like we get all excited about these guys, and... most of them, I mean, the elite speed that you have at Georgia and Alabama and those cool
Peyton Manning,
LSU,
though.
Right? Eli Manning, Ole Miss.
That's true. Cam.
Cam Alama Ding Dong.
Joe Burrow.
Remember when we thought Cam was the worst it could be at quarterback? Oh, if only we knew.
Do you take back what you said last week about rooting for the Bills?
Oh, not at all.
That really unnerved some people on the text line after we signed off.
No, I mean, I would be very happy for Josh Allen and the Bills fan.
Really, though, like a playoff game, you're putting on Bills gear. If it's
Bills Chiefs, I'll be walking around jumping through a table at tailgates.
That's hard for people, though. I know they've been miserable.
So, I'm asking. So you Bills. So you think a Patriots,
it's an ABC, anyone but the Chiefs.
Right. Like, so Braverman, would you and your buddies, Chiefs, Bills, who are you rooting for watching the game?
Oh, I'm going Bills all the way.
Right. Yeah, it's not weird at all.
I guess. It's rooting for a COVID outbreak.
I might not go as crazy as Curtis is going through the table, but I'll favor that side.
Ken is a walking COVID outbreak.
All right, well, I enjoyed it, again, as we always do.
Go Eagles, big game today, swing game.
Oh, real quick, if they win, if they lose, Patriots, Monday morning, what are we talking about? If they somehow upset the Dolphins at home.
Then it's they rallied behind their coach after a week of mutiny. If they lose, it's...
Gatorade bath part two.
Yeah. You know Bill sent that gif of the Mayo Gatorade bath to everybody.
If they go 1-4, do you rip Bill? I mean, sorry, if they win the game, do you rip Bill for not being, you know, 2-3 Mayo, ahead of the pace?
He will be ahead of the pace, but no, I think they win tomorrow, but it is ugly. Oh. God, is it ugly.
Waddle and Tyreek's enough to get it done.
I mean,
and our man
Bill
Johnny.
Couldn't beat Mike McDaniel.
Embrace the tank. Embrace the suck. Embrace the weekend, everybody.
I love that Danny's like, every year, he's like, I called him talking about Jaden Daniels. What are you talking? What did he call him talking Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I love Jaden Daniels. I hyped him up every week.
I was calling every day. I said, Burrow's a big star.
See you later.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.